You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Nifty continued its gains today. In fact, it was a greenish day on Dalal Street today as well. After yesterday, Nifty is likely to touch the 10,900 mark soon, and you'll also find out why Maruti has a buy call. I bring all these good tidings with me right here as I take you down an evening walk on Dalal Street on Money Control. My name is Rakesh Sharma.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls remained in control of Dalal Street for the second consecutive day in a row on Thursday after falling for eight consecutive days in a row and formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The index is comfortable trading above its 100 days moving average as well as 5 and 13 days exponential moving average on the daily charts, which is a positive sign. But for the bulls to regain control, the index has to hold above the 10,900 levels, according to experts. If somebody plans to go long on the index, then trading with strict stop losses is a better bet for capital preservation. A trailing stop loss below 10,640 to 10,585 should be kept for all long positions. The market extended gains for the second consecutive day in a row, owing to government's announcement on the recapitalization of PSU banks, and globally, minutes of US Feds suggested that the central bank will be patient in raising rates in 2019, added to the sentiment. Srikant Chauhan, VP of Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "It is early to say that the pain is over yet because the index is still trading in a broader range of 10,960, 10,950 to about 11,000 on the higher end. Uncertainty around election outcome is still not over, which would cap any further upside. I'm expecting the market to remain in a range, but as Nifty took support at 10,580, it formed a bullish reversal formation on a daily basis, which could lift the index towards 10,900 in the next few days, and investors who are long should keep 10,580 as a stop loss," unquote. In terms of specific stocks or sectors, Chauhan said that we should expect some reversal formation in auto stocks, which have been under pressure, which might have already started happening. He says, "We like Maruti Suzuki and see it moving towards 7,000 to 7,050 rupees in the next few days." Some stocks that were in the news today. The Nifty PSU Bank rose 0.5%, led by gains in Allahabad Bank, Central Bank of India, Punjab National Bank, Bank of India, Union Bank of India, Syndicate Bank, Vijaya Bank, as well as the State Bank of India, after the government announced a final recapitalization tranche amount of 48,239 crore rupees for as many as 12 public sector banks. Reliance Capital gained 11% after the company invited Nippon Life to acquire its stake in Reliance Nippon Life. Tech Mahindra ended about a percent higher after the board approved the proposal for buyback of its own fully paid equity shares at 95 rupees per equity share for an aggregate amount not exceeding 1,956 crore rupees, a premium of around 15% to its market price. And finally, Dynamatic Technologies rose nearly 5% after the company signed a memorandum of understanding with a joint stock company, Russian Helicopters, on Ka-226T helicopter. Very quickly, a flight across the world. European markets have been trading mixed amid cautious optimism that the world's two largest economies, that is the US and China, could soon secure a trade deal to end a protracted dispute. Asian markets ended mixed as traders digested a release from the Federal Reserve. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.15% to close at 21,464.23, while the broader topics index, also of Japan, ended flat at 1,613.5. Kospi of South Korea closed flat at 2,208.66. Hang Seng of Hong Kong rose around 0.3% to close at 28,629.92. We quoted him earlier. Srikant Chauhan talks to Arun Kshetijanand about the trends in the markets these days and what the future entails. So that's coming up next. Kshetijanand talks to Srikant Chauhan of Kotak Securities.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshetij Anand, and today I have with me Srikant Chauhan, who is VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Srikant.
Thank you.
Well, Nifty bounced back from the support of 10,580, Srikant, which you in fact highlighted in one of your previous columns as well. Now, where do you see Nifty heading in the near future? And, can we say that it is still early days and the pain may not be over yet as we see, start and go moment with 10,800?
Shidish, certainly it's too early to say whether the pain is over or not.
Uh-huh.
Because A, Nifty is still in the broader trading range of 10,600 and 10,950, 11,000 on the asset. B, recent sell-off was more than expectations. I was not at all expected that the market will fall to such a extended level after hitting 11,120 on the ISI.
Right.
And C, uncertainty is still not over. I'm going to say uncertainty over the outcome of election would not allow the market to move beyond certain levels. So I'm expecting market to remain in a range.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, however, technically Nifty survived very well above the level of 10,500, which acted as a very good support for it,
right,
and formed bullish reversal formation on daily basis. So that would lift the market to 10,900 or close to those levels in next few days.
Right. So can this be, can 10,580 be a support or stop loss for all the long positions for investors?
Yeah. We have to keep 10,580 as a stop loss for all long positions, because in case, because of any reason, if we see the market is dropping below this level,
mm-hmm,
then below that, I think the market will halt only at 10,330 or 350 level. Other thing that we cannot forget is on weekly basis, Nifty is forming head and shoulder sort of formation. Though it is quite visible, head and shoulder means it's a bearish distribution formation.
Mm-hmm.
So in case if we are exactly on the left shoulder, and left shoulder always takes formation of a trending pattern.
Right.
So in the trending way, we can come down. That was the risk, and maybe because of that, a lot of players must have taken short call on the market, and they must have like squeezed when the market recovered from 10,580.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why 10,580 is suddenly going to act as a very strong support for the market, and for all long positions, we should keep as a stop loss for all long positions.
Right. And talking about stocks, any particular stocks or set of stocks which recorded fresh breakouts and are looking attractive at current levels?
Since last few days, we saw good amount of and good volume attraction as well as price expansion in all metal companies,
mm-hmm,
which were like down in the previous fall. Similarly, auto sector was also completely down. Number of stocks have fallen to their extreme levels in the mm-hmm previous fall.
Right.
So we are expecting some reversal formation in all auto companies. In fact, in today's date, they recovered smartly from current lows,
mm-hmm,
especially Maruti, Hero Motors, Bajaj Auto anyway is leading the show. But mm-hmm Maruti looks good, Shidich. It was around 67.20 in the morning.
Right.
It closed at 68 plus levels. So I'm expecting stock to move towards 7,000-7,050.
Mm-hmm.
In next one or two days of time. So we are like specifically going to keep focus on all these auto companies.
Perfect. I think autos will be the talking point. Keep a track of Maruti, and if you're long on the index, then the stop loss is 10,580. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Shrikanth. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, thanks, Shrikanth and Kshitij. That's pretty much all you needed to know about Dalal Street, the happenings on Dalal Street today. We'll, of course, be back first thing in the morning tomorrow with all that you can look forward to over the course of the trading day. Today, we've also spoken about the angel tax new norms that the government has come up with. What does that mean for the startup ecosystem? You'll find out when you listen to that podcast. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.